Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS this morning. We are live at the Farmers Market. It is officially open for the season. And we've been talking with Janie about some of the programs. You've heard them on the radio. She was with us yesterday. And she told us about the 9 o'clock class for today. Fascinating class on raising animal, fish?
Fish, aquaponics, hydroponics.
Now, let me get your name.
Dave Goolsby.
Dave, how did you get into this?
Well, sort of long story. I'm a retired farmer, also past 15 years, just retired from 15 years of humanitarian applications of agriculture overseas, mainly drip irrigation, sustainable gardening, but we try to keep this was with Healing Hands International out of Nashville, and we try to keep a continuous education program, and about 5 years into the drip irrigation, sustainable gardening, raised beds, composting, we needed to add some small livestock, which we did with chickens and goats and rabbits. And now we've been researching and still in the research phase of adding fish, tilapia, catfish, where the wastewater of the fish feeds vegetables. They can be in a hydroponic tray, which we have set up, along with the aquaponic tank. And then also we can feed the slush out into raised bed gardens. So it's a sustainable add-on.
Now, is this difficult to do? I mean, it sounds complicated.
That's what I thought, and I was very discouraged. But I kept researching and came up. In places like Africa, Central America, we say we have to be simple, practical, and affordable. Mm-hmm. So we believe we've come up with parts of the equipment. All of the equipment can be located in African countries and so forth, and they're easy to locate here in the U.S. And it's modular, you can add on easily. It's also homemade solar power unit that powers the water circulation pumps and so forth.
Now, what kind of things can you grow? You're growing tilapia, bass, things of that sort, catfish, but what kind of plants do you grow?
Okay, that's a good question. We try to do what we call reasonably quick turnover plants. Your lettuces, your dark greens, onions, English peas, growing up a little trellis, things like that where we can get some quick turnaround, sort of match with the fish.
Now, Dave's class is at 9 o'clock this morning, so you do have time to get here. And if people say, I want to do that, and they get started and they get hung up on something, is there help to guide them on?
Yes, you can. It's amazing what you can find on the internet. I have a little advisory, nonprofit advisory proprietorship. My wife and I operate out of Smyrna.
Mm-hmm.
We're recent locators to Rutherford County. Made this presentation to the Master Gardeners last month, so we're happy to offer free advice. That may be what it's worth since it's free, but we're still tinkering with this. I've been a farm shop tinkerer virtually all my life and love to do this sort of thing.
Well, Dave, this sounds exciting, and it's a different way of growing vegetables and produce and things of that sort, as well as getting fish.
Yeah, compatibility, raising crops with a source of meat,
mm-hmm.
that the livestock or fish benefit from the vegetables. The vegetables feed off the compost and manure water and so forth that the fish
Fantastic.
And livestock do.
So come over here at 9 o'clock this morning. Dave Goolsby is being, he's going to teach the class, and you'll walk away all excited about it.
Yeah, we've got the equipment set up, not to demonstrate, well, to demonstrate a little bit, but they can see how it's connected together. And then I've got slides to show them in actual operation last year.
Wow. Dave, thanks again.
Okay, thank you.
Dave Goolsby here. Janie Becker is right here with us, too. Janie, this is exciting.
Yeah, Yeah, it's a great morning and a good turnout. We've got a lot of great selection, and I haven't counted the exact number of vendors, but it's in the upper 20s. So a lot of great spring produce here.
Lots of good Mother's Day gifts, too.
Absolutely. All kinds of flowers and herbs and soaps and strawberries. Oh, lots of strawberries.
Oh, this.
I'll just see if there's any more pound cake to go with the strawberries. That would be perfect, wouldn't it?
You could eat your way through this entire morning.
Here. You could.
This continues until noon today. This is the first day of the farmers market. We're at the Lane Agri Park. And Janie, how would you tell people if somebody called you and said, "I want to go out there, but where is it?"
Well, I would say go down 96 toward Franklin, and when you get to John Rice Boulevard, which is just the other side of Kaysen Lane, turn on John Rice, and we're down past Sam's about 3/4 of a mile.
Okay, right next door to Paws.
Right, and we're in the community center at the back of that complex. So just follow the signs to the farmer's market and the community center, and you'll get there.
Lots going on here. This is exciting to see this happen.
It is. You know, we've only been open a little over an hour, and it's really hopping.
The place is packed. It really. I think people can hear the excitement in the background.
It might be a little noisy. Yeah.
Janie, good to see you. We'll have you on the air again before we wrap up today. We are here at the farmer's market. Here's a lady who's selling soaps, handmade. Tell me about your soap.
I make handmade goat milk soap. I have a variety of different fragrances. I have some that are artificial, and I have some essential oil soaps and some all-natural oatmeal and honey. And I just started a new soap that is for avoiding mosquitoes and chiggers. So we've got quite a selection.
Now, let me ask you, let me come around there a little bit, because on your soaps, avoiding mosquitoes, that got my attention.
Yes, that one's a new one I just started this year. It's got citronella and eucalyptus essential oils in it, and mosquitoes don't like that. So it's not real pleasant to smell yourself, but if it keeps the bugs off, that's all I care about.
That's the important thing. And of course, these are great Mother's Day gifts. This Sunday is Mother's Day. And give mom some handmade soaps. What kind of soaps do you have that a mom would love to have? She might not want to keep the mosquitoes away or smell that way. What would be another choice?
I have some that smell very nice. I've got a lavender essential oil soap that's been very popular. I've got a bergamot that smells like oranges and is good for your skin. I've got some tropical garden and some different floral scents, so we can definitely make mom smell good.
Now, why is it important? What are the benefits of your soap versus something you'd buy in the store?
I do a goat milk soap, so it's a lot more mild and easy on your skin. I do a cold process soap, so all my soaps have sat on the shelf for at least 4 weeks, most of them longer. And that gives them time to totally cure and let the saponification process finish out, and makes a much milder bar of soap, so they're easy on your skin.
Fantastic. So if you're having irritations on your skin and what have you, try some of these.
Yes, that's what most of my return customers are.
Very good. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. And where are you located? I mean, do you make it around here?
I'm here on Tuesdays and Fridays every week for this farmer's market. I do the farmer's market in Manchester. That's behind the Farm Bureau building on Saturdays, and it runs from 6 a.m. to 12 noon. And I also take orders at my home. I'm a local in Manchester.
So you're just buzzing around everywhere.
I do. I try to stay busy.
Well, it's good to see you, and good luck on the soap.
Thank you.
Some great gifts here. We're live at the farmer's market. This is the opening day of farmer's market right here in Murfreesboro. And it's open until noon today. Why don't you come over? As we had talked earlier with Mr. Goolsby, they're doing their program on teaching you how to do hydroponic gardening. 9 o'clock this morning. So come on over. That's free, by the way. Pat Whitaker is here. Pat, how are you?
Good morning.
Well, you have all sorts. You have your canning goods here. You're going to teach us how to do that.
Well, this is a great opportunity to talk to people who preserve their food, and they always have questions, and so I'm just loving it, having a great time.
Well, what is the most popular thing? Why are people getting into canning again?
Oh, they're just wanting to get down and dig in the dirt and raise their own gardens, and they want to know where their food comes from. They want it to be fresh and wholesome, and they can be assured of that if they grow some of their own food, or if they come here and buy it at the market if they don't have a place to grow their food.
And I guess, too, if you grow your own food, obviously you can only grow it in season unless you have a big greenhouse. and so canning lets you preserve it and enjoy it all year
long. Sure, sure. You're exactly right. So we teach those skills here at UT Extension, and we have a class coming up next week.
Oh, tell us about that.
Well, I have a fermenting class coming up next Thursday, and this gives you an opportunity to learn how to preserve some of those good foods by fermenting, a very old process. We'll be making a jar of sauerkraut. Mm-hmm. We'll teach how to do ginger ale.
How do you make ginger ale?
It is unbelievably easy, and it's a fermented drink. And so we will also, I have Renee Sproles coming to teach how to make lactose-free yogurt. I have Stephen Camiola from Maximize Living coming to teach how to ferment kefir. Mm-hmm. And I have Tiffany Mellenpass coming to teach how to do kombucha tea. So this is going
I'm
to...
I'm glad you said that. Kombucha tea.
Kombucha tea. And so it's going to be a great class, and it will be a way to learn more about the probiotic benefit of fermented foods.
Now, what are the benefits of fermented foods?
Well, it's very good for one's digestion. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to promote the good bacteria in our digestion, and we've lost a lot of that with so many antibiotics that we take and processed foods that we eat, and so we kind of destroyed that good bacteria. So fermented food puts that kind of back into our gut and keeps us healthy.
So learn how to do that and be healthier, and have the, you know, ability to say, hey, I did that.
That's right. That's right. You'll people will just love it.
You have some great strawberries here, and I noticed you have a package over there. Can you can the strawberries, or is
well,
it strictly preserves?
Well, we typically would encourage, if you want to can and make preserves, you can, and we teach water bath canning. But most people enjoy their strawberries, I think, frozen or made into jam or that sort of thing. I just put them up there because I'm enjoying eating one every now and then.
Oh, okay. So it's a pet thing.
That's right. That's right.
So and your next class again is?
It's Thursday, coming May 15th from 10 to 12:30. The fee is only $20. Mm-hmm. And they do need to sign up by next Tuesday, so I'll know how much cabbage to buy, and we'll be prepared for them.
So you're actually going to be doing some of the
get to take home a quart jar of kraut and they're going to learn a brine process for pickling in a jar and then keep it in the refrigerator.
Okay, so that's next Thursday.
Next Thursday, yeah.
And what number should they call to sign up?
The office number is 898-7710.
Okay.
And if they know how to reach our website, and you just do a search on Rutherford County Extension, it'll come right up. And you can actually sign up for my class on our website now. That's kind of a new thing we have. And you can go on and sign up online.
So that's next Thursday. The Ag
That's
Center,
right.
But sign up now.
Sign up no later than Tuesday.
Okay. I heard somebody say that you were getting ready to retire.
Yes, isn't that exciting?
Well, we're going to miss you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm trying to squeeze in all I can. Well, I'm retiring the end of June, and I'll take off the month of July, and then I'm coming back part-time August through December till they hire someone.
Well, maybe they can twist your arm into coming back for an encore.
I'll be a volunteer, no doubt.
Well, there are so many people who have benefited from your knowledge, not only in canning, but Tai Chi and so many other things.
Well, I can't imagine a better job than working for the Extension Service.
Well, Pat, good luck to you.
Thank you.
And everybody, let's get over here and sign up for Pat's class coming up this Thursday.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bart.
Thank you. Pat Whitaker here with us. We are live here at the Farmers Market. And that got underway. It's underway right now. Started today. This is the first day of the Farmers Market. We're walking around live, talking with people here at the Farmers Market. We're going to pause for just a moment, hear from some of the fine people who are making our broadcast possible, and then we'll continue live at the Farmers Market. Hey, why don't you come on over? I would like to meet you. You know, we've talked on the radio before, but I haven't met you in person. I'd love to meet you. Come on over to the Farmers Market.
Here at Animal City, we have a full range of products to keep your pets protected from fleas and ticks this year. Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City. I'm inviting your family to come do business with my family. We are at 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro. And when you stop in to visit, make sure to check out our wonderful hand-fed baby birds just waiting to join your family. Many of them are raised right here in the store to ensure you a healthy, well-socialized companion. So come see us at Animal City.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street, across from Toots.
Do you like antique designs? See our collection of Gordon Clark.
I'm Greg Tidwell.
And I'm Lisa Halliburton. Bell Jewelers welcomes you. Reset your diamond into a timeless piece from Gordon Clark.
Bell Jewelers is Murfreesboro's most trusted jewelry store for 134 years. If Bell says it's so, it's so.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street, across from Toots.
At the Salvation Army Family Store, you can get bargain prices on clothes, furniture, household goods, electronics, and more.
You could pretty much furnish your whole house.
Store manager Mark Sheridan.
Couches, love seats, beds, bedroom suits, dressers. We have all sorts of knickknacks, cups, glasses, silverware, any article of decor for your living room, kitchen, bathroom.
The Salvation Army Family Store is at 125 South Front Street, across from Captain D's on Broad. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m.
Financial Coaching Radio, weekdays 4 to 5.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
Good morning. Right now the time is 8:30. Temperature outside 73 degrees. Bart Walker is currently live at the UT-TSU Agriculture Extension Service here in Rutherford County on John Rice Boulevard. Of course, today is the big opening day of the farmer's market. And while he is walking around looking for more guests and farmers to talk to, we got here in the studio with us today Pauline Bauer and Joyce Stark, and they're going to talk about a special program that is coming up and going on actually right now. It's for those who are divorced or who are thinking about divorce or who are currently separated. Pauline, how did you get involved with this special program?
My husband and I have been doing this for 5 years. This is our fifth year of doing this, and it's a 13-week session dealing with troubled marriages, separation, and divorces. And we just started something else here, also divorce care for kids.
Now, this is such an important program because you were telling me off the air that right here in Tennessee, about 51% of marriages, first marriages, end in divorce.
Yes, that's right, Scott. And 74% of second marriages, and then 93% of third marriages are failing.
Now, for the listeners out there, I would challenge them just to think for a second. How many friends, you know, are you close friends with? Think about that number for a second and then kind of think to yourself, all right, well, if I have 10 friends, five of them are, well, at least five, if not six, are going to end up getting divorced sometime over the next few years.
That's correct. That's correct. So please share it with those people that you know, friends, family, anyone that's having these problems, because they're hurting. Those people are really hurting. And so they need a group that, like we've had the last 13-week session, that group just bonded, and they'll be friends forever.
And, of course, you don't always know that somebody is having problems.
No. We hide things really well. We keep it in. We feel like that we're the only ones having those problems until you come and begin to share it. Now, you don't have to talk, but once you do start talking and sharing it with people, then you realize, I'm not the only one. And most of the time, they'll come and sit in the back for the first time or two because they're just observing and they're wondering, you know, what are these people all about? And so I have Joy Stark here with me that has gone through the 13-week session.
Joyce, I'm sure the first time you went to one of these classes, these sessions, I bet you thought, you know, I'm kind of embarrassed that I'm getting divorced. And I bet that's what a lot of people feel at first. They're just afraid to share their story with others because they think they are the only ones. You're very correct. So tell us about your situation.
Well, I had been divorced in 2005, but I actually came because I was dating someone. And this is what I said in the back, is because I didn't want to get emotional. But I had dated someone for 14 months and never argued, you know, just a great relationship. And then he tells me that, you know, he's stupid for not marrying me because, you know, I'm such a wonderful person, but he just doesn't want to get married, you know. And you think, what's the matter with me? You know, and you've got all kind of emotions that's going on. And I was raised, you know, you handle it. You don't, you know, you don't go outside for help. You pull up your bootstraps and you handle it. And I'm a Christian. I was saved at the age of 11, I think, you know, I can handle anything, which through God's help I can. But I met Pauline, and she told me about this, and I can't tell you how it's helped me. And in fact, I'm going back through it again because I missed two sessions. But if you're out there and you think that you're alone, and my main thing is, what in the world is the matter with me? Why can't I deal with this? You know, and when I seen this book and I seen some of the counselors, you know, like Kay Author and Larry Burkett, because you touch on every facet of your life, not just one, but from finances to anger, loneliness, you know, and you wonder, you know, how can I get through this? Well, they help you, you know, and my main thing is this doesn't cost you anything, and you're getting high dollar counsel, you know, and it's just, I'm very thankful for Grace Baptist Church that they opened their facilities, and for Terry and Pauline being willing to teach, and they do an effective job, you know. I'm just very grateful, you know, for it.
And you, like so many other people who get mm-hmm. divorced, I'm sure that first marriage, you planned for this to be a mm-hmm. lifetime. Mm-hmm. And then after it ended, you mm-hmm. went out there and you said to yourself, I'm going to open my heart up again mm-hmm. to somebody else. And you did.
Mm-hmm.
And then that messed up as well. So mm-hmm. I'm sure that was extremely hard. And I'm sure so many other people have gone through the exact mm-hmm. same thing out there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, I'm sure they have, you know. I had built a wall up, I thought, unpenetrable, you know. And when I did let somebody in, you know, I got hurt again. But whether I stay single or eventually do get married, I want to be content in you know, in my life, you know, in my day-to-day walk, you know, with the Lord, and just everything I do, you know. I'm happy now, but I would like to, you know, share my life with someone, but not just anyone, you know, one of the same, you know, values and goals that I have in my life, you know, so, because I just don't want to settle for, you know, I just don't. You know, so.
Again, with us right now, Joyce Stark and Pauline Bauer. And in just a minute, we will head back to Bart Walker, who is live this morning at the Agriculture Extension Center. And of course, he's out there today because today is the first opening day of the farmers market. But right now, in between that, we're talking about divorce care, a special program for those who live right here in Rutherford County, who may be getting divorced, who may be thinking about it, who already got divorced, anything along those lines. Mm-hmm. And also, there's a special program for children out there of parents who are divorced or separated. Now, this is important because kids are affected sometimes more so than mm-hmm. the adults.
Mm-hmm. That how true that is, Scott. Mm-hmm. That, and then you get to see their tears turn to joy mm-hmm. through going through the sessions. And it is the same time that the divorce care for adults. And that way they're also learning how to deal with their anger, mm-hmm. how to deal with financial situations that mom or dad are going through. Mm-hmm. And so when you help them through that, then they're able to go home, talk to mom, talk to dad, because both of you have gone through pretty much the same thing mm-hmm. that evening. And that's why we keep the sessions together, so that they can do this. And it's a personal thing. Parents don't hear what they're, you know, what their child is saying about me. Mm-hmm. They're sharing it with their leaders. And so it's separate from what the adults are. They have their own leaders and doing a great, great job. And it's on Sunday evenings from 5:30 to 7:00. at Grace Baptist Church on Braidville Pike.
And anybody can come to this?
Anyone can come to it. And we encourage anyone that's having any of these problems. Just give us a call. We'll be glad to talk to anyone also.
And you know, somebody may have gotten divorced 5 years ago, but they're still hurting from it. Mm-hmm.
They are. There's so much baggage. I think that's why there's so many second and third divorces, because if you don't go through some of this and leave that baggage there, you're going to take it into your second marriage, third marriage, and it's going to cause a problem, because it did in your first one, and now it's built over these years, and so it's going to go into another life. And that's what we share with them and the counselors. We have 38 or so counselors that you could not probably afford the counseling that you get on that, because we watch about a 40-minute DVD and counselors on there sharing, and most of those have gone through divorce themselves.
Again, this program is every Sunday Grace
evening.
Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. And anybody can attend. And we're going to actually have you guys on the air for the full program here next week, next Friday, at about the same time. 8:10 is when that's going to start for those listening. But you're going to give a lot of really good information next Friday. I mean, this is such an important topic because, again, yes, as you said, 51% of marriages end in divorce. And we were talking a little bit off the air, and you were saying, and I was asking you, well, you know, what leads to this? And you were saying financial problems lead to this. People not talking, communicating to one another. Mm-hmm.
Those are, I think, the main reason that there are problems. And then in second marriages, as I shared with you off air, is a blended family. And we do talk about that. We talk, one of the sessions is on blended families. And
I'm sure that one of the spouses cheating on the other one is also a huge problem. But, you know, that usually starts with the lack of communication.
Right.
They usually turn to somebody outside the marriage
that's
to talk
listening.
To, feel warmth mm-hmm. from. So that's, you know, it seems to me like lack of communication would be the number one reason.
Right. I feel like that it really is. Even, you were talking about 5 years, some 38 years. 30 years that have been married. And I think we're seeing more and more of that. Not so much the young ones as we are older ones. It's been married a number of years.
And that too would be extremely hard for your children, even if your children are grown.
Yes, yes. And it affects them. And we say, some say, well, we'll just stay married for the children. Mm-hmm. Well, that doesn't work either. I mean, the children are smart, they hear, and they know what's going on.
And you know, for fathers out there listening, if your daughter is watching you and mom fight, mm-hmm. your daughter's going to end up marrying somebody who fights with them.
Right.
They're going to feel normal and natural in that situation, and you don't want that for your kids.
Right. And if that's been proven, mm-hmm. that is true, that you're more apt to be divorced if your parents have been divorced.
Again, with us right now, Pauline Bauer and Joyce Stark, and they're going to join us next week, next Friday, at 8:10 right here on WGNS for the full program. Thank you for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
Right now, that time, 8:42, we're going to go back to Bart Walker, who is live right now at the Agriculture Extension Service on John Rice Boulevard, just down from Sam's. Bart, are you there?
Absolutely. We're here having fun at the Ag Center, and the farmers market's going on. And here's a lady who is selling free range eggs. How are you today?
Fine, how are you?
Doing great. What are free range eggs?
Where they run on the farm and eat the bugs and grass.
The chickens are
the
just
chickens.
Running wild. Okay. Now why is that better?
They say it makes it better. I don't know.
Okay. So you've got free-range eggs right here at the farmer's market.
Uh-huh.
Today. Okay. Well, that sounds cool.
Thank you.
Do they taste better than other eggs?
Oh, yeah. Better than a store-bought.
Okay. You can tell the difference.
Yes, you can. They're pretty yeller.
Okay. And these were just, you just got them, I guess, the other day.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. Get 3 dozen something a day.
Wow. You've got a lot of chickens there.
Yeah. Sure do.
All righty. Well, I thank you for joining us. Come over and check those free range eggs here at the farmer's market. And earlier we had been talking with Janie, and she said, you know, the beauty of the farmer's market, and this applies to the eggs as well, these items are fresh. I mean, if it's produce, they just picked it in the past day or two. So that's certainly different from what you find at groceries. Nothing against the groceries, but they can't offer something that was picked in the past day or two. Strawberries are big this year, and I want to talk to the folks over here who are selling strawberries. And everybody loves strawberries. This man is from Campbell Farms, and Janie was telling us about how strawberries are so big this year. Have you experienced that, more strawberries?
Yeah, we got more this year than we ever had.
Well, wonder what's causing that.
No problem. I don't know.
Thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
Are they tastier than
usual? Are they tastier? The ones we got today are real tasty.
Okay. So people need to hurry over here and get some of these?
Yeah, we're about out, too.
Oh, no. So a word to the wise, quickly get over here to the farmer's market before they are out of strawberries.
Yeah.
Thank you. And these were picked when?
Yesterday afternoon.
Yesterday. Oh, man. That sounds great. Thank you again. So when Janie says they are fresh, she is not kidding. They are fresh. We've talked a lot about things like honey and goat milk, things of that sort, in previous programs. And we're going to talk with some of the experts now who are involved in that for a living. They know. So we're going to be talking with them and see the importance of having honey that is close by. And here is a local honey farm, Ed Johnson's Honey Farm. Hi there, how are you today?
Good, how are you today?
Doing great. Why is it important to use local honey?
Why is it important? Well, for allergy benefits, you get the local pollens that are inside the honey like that, and that's the best remedy for your allergies, a nice holistic natural approach without having to take a prescription pill.
Mm-hmm. Now, how much honey should you take? I mean, do you do it two or three times a day?
You should take at least a tablespoon of honey daily, in my opinion. Now, I don't mind if you eat the whole jar unless you're diabetic.
So you just eat it raw, just have a spoonful?
Just eat it raw, put it on a hot biscuit. Wonderful. You know, call me for breakfast, I'll be over promptly.
Now, what about pollen? People are talking about just raw pollen.
Yeah, pollen is the protein to the bee's diet, where honey is the carbohydrate. Uh-huh. And you'll find pollens inside our honey because we don't filter our honey. You go out to places that maybe this honey's coming in from China, they've filtered out that pollen. You need the pollen. That's what helps you with your allergies. Plus, the pollen is a perfect food. It revs up your metabolism, natural weight control. How I can personally testify, I took care of my hot flashes when I went through menopause. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason my husband's still living today.
Now, you brought a hive with you.
I did, and I apologize. I put the queen down last week normally, and she needs more room to lay, and I meant to put her up last night, but I was working in the bee yard till 9 o'clock last night.
Oh, so you actually
I'm a generation beekeeper, and I help inspect with the state of Tennessee. And yeah, if you're going to sell something, you need to know your product, and I definitely know my product.
Somebody said if you're around bees, if you don't act afraid, they won't sting you. Is there any truth?
You know, I don't turn your back on a bunch of girls. You know, you may think they won't, but don't turn your back. You know, when you work with bees, wear your gear, because, you know, if they sting you in the eye, you can go blind.
Oh, I had not even thought about that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So beekeeping has danger.
Oh, it can be hazardous. Yeah.
Wow. Have you ever been stung?
My husband says I've been stung one time too many.
Oh. Well, come on over here and get some of this local
Johnson's honey. We're right down here at the farmer's market, Rutherford County. Love to see you.
All righty. Thanks.
Thank you.
Good to talk with you. Good to see you today. And let's go over here and talk with this man. Howdy. About
like a radio station to me.
It could very well be. You look like a goat man.
Well, I'm actually the father of the goat man.
Let me come over here a little bit.
Okay. I'm the father of the goat man. My son Dustin and his wife Justine, they kind of met because of goats. They met.
Now, that's a romantic way.
It is. They met at a national goat show in Des Moines, Iowa, about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
She's from Kansas,
mm-hmm.
And they just sort of stuck together like glue. You know, when are you going to find a girl that's got the same crazy hobby that you do? And she finally moved here, went to Middle Tennessee and got a degree in marketing, and they got married on the farm, and now they've got a dairy down there where they milk the goats, make cheese, bottle milk.
Why is goat milk, goat cheese, why is it important for our health?
It's just a lot easier to digest. It doesn't have a lot of the allergens that cow's milk has. It has very little lactose, so people that are lactose intolerant can digest it. And it's just because of the structure of the fat particles, it's a lot easier to digest. Now, this is hearsay. I don't have scientific evidence, but I don't know how many times I've heard somebody had an ulcer, and they started drinking goat's milk, and it went away. Matter of fact, we got a friend up in Knoxville, and his wife had been sick, so he's got a couple of ulcers, and he said, well, I think I'll drink some goat's milk. He's raising goats for years.
Why
he never thought of that, I don't know. But he said it really has helped his ulcers. So,
do you drink it regularly?
I actually use we make a drinkable yogurt, and I use that on my cereal. I'm not a milk drinker.
Boy.
I wouldn't turn up a glass of milk and drink it unless it had chocolate in it. But if I were going to drink milk, it'd definitely be goat's milk.
And you have the milk and the cheese here.
Milk and cheese and the drinkable yogurt.
Now, are the cheeses available in a variety of flavors, or is it just... I think of goat cheese, feta cheese, that type.
Well, Chev is a soft, spreadable cheese, fresh, spreadable cheese. We make a number of flavors of the Chev. We got a plain Chev. We got one that's got garlic, little basil, and oregano called garlic and herb. We got one called cherry berry that's got dried cherries and cranberries. And then we make a pimento cheese with goat cheese. It has no mayonnaise or preservatives in it. It's just really healthy cheese.
So if somebody says, I don't think I like goat cheese because it has a sharp aftertaste, you have different flavors.
We do, and goat cheese does have a little bit of a tang to it, and that's what the people that like goat cheese, that's what they like.
I love goat cheese.
Yeah, I do too. It obviously turns some people off, but luckily for us, not very many.
So be healthy, get some goat cheese, and you're right next to the lady with the honey.
Absolutely.
So you could walk away from here really healthy.
That's right.
Good to see you, and
thank you, sir, for that
romantic story about goats.
Delighted to relate it.
We are live here at the Farmer's Market. Hey, Steve, how are you? Hey, Steve Cates has just walked by. Everybody is over here. We're on the doorsteps of the International Folk Fest.
That's right. We're going to have our first group get here on June 7th.
And tell us where the groups are from this year.
This year, Mexico, Czech Republic, and Hungary.
Oh, man.
We've got a great mariachi band with the Mexican group. I'm looking forward to hearing them.
Well, we look forward to the International Folk Fest, as we always do. And we'll be hearing more about that here on WGNS. Steve, thank you and the Cripple Creek Cloggers for doing all of this. But thank you in particular, because you got it started how many years ago?
1982.
Just a few years back. Steve, thanks again.
Thanks so much.
We are live here at the Farmer's Market. See, I told you you would find all of your friends here at the Farmer's Market. We're at the Lane Agri Park. This is the opening day of Farmer's Market, and everybody is here at the Farmer's Market. I'm going to be back in just a moment. We have a guy who has some little animals, critters, on his table. Not sure what that is, but if you will hold on and join us right after this break, we'll find out what those critters are doing. I think I'm safe in going over there. I'm not sure. We'll be back.
The waves on the radio.
This is Jim Powell, and you're listening to Rutherford County's home of the Atlanta Braves, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
There is no better time to sell your home than now. While interest rates remain low, the real estate market in Rutherford County is booming. My name is Billy Joe Josevitz with Reliant Realty, and I will help you sell your home. Please call me today for a free listing consultation at 542-3219. Let's work together to get your home sold. Again, my number is 542-3219.
Stone Drip Manor is an assisted care living facility right here in Murfreesboro. We have assisted living facilities here for seniors as well as Alzheimer's and dementia care.
It gives my family peace of mind knowing I am well adjusted here with the food staff, maintenance department, cleaning personnel who really make us all feel so special and important to them.
Stones River Manor.
I am so fortunate. It's the best ever.
It's home.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Right now the time, 8:54, you're tuned to WGNS. Temperature outside, 73 degrees. Let's take a quick check on that traffic situation.
Play it again, sports!
Your baseball and softball headquarters.
Whether it's bats, gloves, pants, or training aids, we've got a great selection to get you on the diamond this summer. Name brands like Easton, Louisville, Slugger, and Worth. But at Played Again Sports Prices, we're on Thompson Lane.
Good morning once again. We still have busy traffic on I-24 at 96, I-24 Medical Center Parkway. No reports of accidents or incidents in Murfreesboro by Murfreesboro Police. Busy traffic, Old Ford Parkway at Bridge, Old Ford Parkway at Kaysen Lane, still busy. Also, we have MTSU Boulevard at Church Street with still a bit of congestion for us. Dr. Beautiful is offering a liquid lift special for May, and remember, she has gift certificates and special packages for Mother's Day. Call 931-433-6871 or go online to drbeautiful.net. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Right around the corner is Mother's Day. Hello, it's Sheila from Ryan Flowers and Gifts. Please stop by and see our nice selection of blooming plants and arrangements that we offer just for that special mother in your life. Check our website at ryanflowers.com. That's R-I-O-N flowers, plural, .com. And also like us on Facebook. We're located on 117 South Academy Street, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. This is a fourth generation business and we've been open for over 70 years.
The Action Line on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
Okay. We are back again here at the Lane Agri Park. Farmers Market's going on. And we're here with a guy who has critters on the table. Well, I'm fascinated. What is it you're selling?
I have free-range eggs, and I have beef from Scottish Highlands cattle.
Oh, the Heland Coos.
The Heland Coos, that's what they are.
So that's what the furry
that's is. What those are, the tops of the cows' heads. And in Scotland, that's traditionally what they made the sporran out of, which is that little pouch that they wear on the front of their belt.
Mm-hmm. So it's made out of the head of the cow?
Originally, they were made out of the hide off the top of a steer's head. And the story goes, the drovers, when they were moving the cattle down to England in the 1500s and 1600s, had been introduced to tea by the British because mm-hmm. they sold the cattle to the English, and so the English immediately had all the tea and trinkets and stuff to get their money back from the Scots. And so the Scots started drinking tea, and of course the British drink their tea with a lot of cream, so the Scots had these cattle. So as they'd go along, they'd make their tea every night, and they'd go out and pick one of the cows and try and milk her. Well, these animals weren't exactly tame. And so the guy who got the short straw and had to go get the cream for the tea often got kicked in the crotch as he was crouched down by the cow trying to milk her. So what they started doing was taking these pieces of hide, which is one of the heaviest pieces on the animals, off the head, and they would tuck it in the front of their belt as sort of a protector.
Oh, yeah.
And then somebody figured out if we sew two of them together back to back, there's even more protection, and then you leave the top open and you've got a little pouch you can hide things in. So that was the evolution of the sporran, which now most of them are not a hair on hide. They're simply a nice little leather bag like a purse that's attached to the front of the belt.
Now, for eating purposes, do these taste different, and are they healthier for you?
Well, they're a lot of people think they're healthier, especially if they're raised on grass. They tend to produce a very lean beef. They're high-quality beef. Some of the best cooking schools in Europe, that's all they'll use is Scottish Highland beef. And if they can't get Highland, then they then they'll go to Angus or something like that. But this is an heirloom breed. It is the progenitor of all the old, quote-unquote, recognized English beef breeds like Hereford and Angus and Shorthorn. All of those were bred out of Scottish Highlands.
So check here for your Heeland Coo beef.
Pardon me?
Do you raise these here?
Yes, I do, over in Cannon County. We've got a herd. There's actually quite a few of them in the country. There's quite a few people that do custom beef with them. They're an excellent animal to do small agricultural direct marketed right. custom beef because the quality of the beef is very high. The animals are extremely easy to deal with. They're very docile, and about the only problem is they're a bit of a free spirit. They tend to hop a fence more often than some other breeds, but they're very long-lived. I've got cows that are over 20 years old that are still dropping calves. For most commercial beef operators today, if they've got an 8-year-old cow, she's an old one. You know, mine are just getting started.
So these are long-lived and just really great to have around.
They're really great to have around. Without getting too technical, they grow a little bit slower than some of the other breeds of beef that were bred out of them. Again, they're a heritage breed. They're the old Indian blue corn to the modern hybrid corn. And so they don't tend to get as big. They don't tend to grow as fast, but they live longer. They're a more hardy animal. They'll survive under conditions where most other cattle will keel over and die. So they're a good animal for the kind of environment we have here in Middle Tennessee.
Okay, well, we need to encourage people to come on over here and take a look at your booth.
Come over. I've got it's all USDA inspected, so I can sell individual packages of beef, which I've got in my freezer out in the car and in these ice chests here. Packages of hamburger, packages of steaks, whatever you want to try.
Well, we thank you. We're about out of time here this morning. Thank you for joining us. We've had a ball today here at the hi, how are you doing today? We're live at the Farmers Market. This is the first one. We're going to go right into ABC News coming up next. After that, the Truman Show on WGNS. But you have until noon today to come over to the Farmers Market, and I'm looking around. They still do have a few strawberries. So if you're a strawberry lover, hurry on over to the Farmers Market. We're at the Lane Agri Park, and that's just off of John Rice Boulevard, the back of the Lane Agri Park. Farmers Market until noon today, and it's here now, since we're in season, all the way through October on Fridays and Tuesday mornings. Friday and Tuesday mornings. Well, that's going to do it. The aquaponic class is starting in just seconds, so if you hurry on over, you can be a part of that as well. We have been broadcasting live from the Lane Agri Park right here on WGNS Murfreesboro, moving up to 2 minutes after 9 o'clock at ABC News.
With international advisors flying in, Nigeria prepares to get the abducted girls back. These are your world headlines from ABC News.